Good morning and praise the Lord. Dear people of God, what a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. It's a beautiful passage of scripture. It says, perfect. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Hallelujah. The perfect love of God drives out fear. My dear brothers and sisters, according to psychiatric reference, approximately 2,000 classified fears exist. And what's interesting is that psychiatrists say we are born with only two innate ones. Number one is the fear of falling, and number two is the fear of loud noises. That means we learn every other fear, and more importantly, that means we can unlearn every other fear. The majority of us are shaped, for better or worse, by a handful of experiences, and these defining experiences can plant a seed of confidence or a seed of uncertainty, a seed of hope or a seed of vulnerability, a seed of faith or a seed of fear. And Apostle John beautifully expresses the end goal of our relationship with God. He says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the words perfect love do not describe our love for God, but rather God's unconditional, unearned, unfailing love for us. A man of God writes, the goal of love is fearlessness. As we grow in a love relationship with God, we unlearn the fears that paralyze us and neutralize us spiritually. That is the essence of faith. Faith is the process of unlearning your irrational fears. The only God-ordained fear is the fear of God. And if we fear, that is godly fear, that means to love, honor, reverence, and respect God, we don't have to fear anyone or anything else. Hallelujah. So unlearning our fears is really a process of learning to trust God more and more. And one of the greatest promises God has given to us in scripture is this, from the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 to 6. This writer writes, he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Hallelujah. So trust God, believe God, and know that the perfect love of God drives out or casts out every fear. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you. Your word encourages us. Lord, your love is supreme. Your love is awesome. Your love is powerful. You are love. You are life, and you are light. We want to say thank you. Therefore, Lord, I pray that today we will walk in the love of God. We will understand you. We'll walk in intimacy with God, knowing your love, understanding your love. Father, having the revelation knowledge of your word. Lord, I pray that you will give us the grace to overcome every challenge and every fear that we have learned over the process of time. Lord, I pray that we will experience deliverance. We will experience liberty. We will experience freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that we will walk in faith. Our faith will increase. We will see the manifested presence of your glory in our lives. That's what I pray, Lord. And today, Lord, I commit your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon their lives. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. And Lord, flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord, I thank you. Father God, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. Lord, your word says that sickness is from the devil. The sickness is from the pit of hell. And you completed the work of salvation on the cross of Calvary. When you said it is finished, Lord, and you gave up your ghost, O Father God. Lord, it was done. It was laid to rest. Our sicknesses and our sins were crucified on the cross of Calvary. And by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. I give you the praise for healing your people. And thank you for giving them health and strength, vigor and vitality, because it only comes forth from you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.